This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Isabel Graves. Episode number 1689 is here. Our topic today is Roller Dad News Podcast.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot Door AI.
This article discusses the North American Roller Hockey Championships, the Western New York Roller Hockey Organization, State Wars Hockey, and Drag Racing. Dash.
Roller Dad News Podcast is an established and popular podcast for collegiate roller hockey. It has been in existence for over 10 years, providing coverage of the Canadian Roller Hockey Association, Mississauga Roller Hockey Association, and Coast Hockey. The podcast is hosted by a hockey specialist, featuring reviews of blog posts, interviews with governing bodies, and news from the National Collegiate Roller Hockey Association. The podcast covers college roller hockey, American roller hockey, North American roller and inline hockey. Professional inline and collegiate inline are also featured. It covers a wide range of topics from the world of hockey, including reviews of the latest championships, news about teams in the New York Roller Hockey League, updates on tournaments and specialty camps, and more. The podcast is aimed at helping players learn valuable lessons about the game by providing unmatched tournament experiences and insights from some of the best organizations in the sport. Players can also gain an understanding of how different leagues and tournaments work, as well as how to become a better player through listening to this podcast. The Roller Dad News Podcast is a great way to gain knowledge of the roller hockey world. It is hosted by the founders and developers of State Wars Hockey, a couple of games that add so much excitement to roller hockey. The podcast also features guest appearances from pros in the Pro Series, a tournament that adds a nice old-school tilt to rink hockey. They discuss different events they are doing and even hit up some small cities to bring entertainment to those areas. Events like Couple Games and Dad Life are featured, increasing the growth of the game all around the world. Boys from all over come together for this event and it's always an exciting time on ice. Roller Dad News Podcast is a great way to keep your baby safe and comfortable while you're out and about. With a variety of different styles of strollers, you can pick the one that best suits your little one. You can also pick out toys to keep your baby entertained during the ride. The lightweight frame helps reduce the strain on your back from carrying them, and helps with recovery time after bending down for a long period of time. Roller Dad News Podcast is the perfect spot to listen to hot rodder dads, drag racers and active NHRA sportsmen. It's also a great way to keep up with what my high school buddies are up to in their E-Series Farmers. It's always fun when I can tell my wife the latest news about her team, like when they hatched a plot to bring groceries for their wives' families. One of the most popular episodes is about adding dad back into your life, which features stories from guests who had their first car when they were younger. It's inspiring to hear how they overcame adversity and made something out of themselves in spite of it. The episode even featured a few stories from people who still own their first cars. Bill Duvall was one of the guests, who talked about his experience in high school with his black friends, and how he got into drag racing. He also talked about how his stepfather, a hot rodder dad, encouraged him to run Saturday events with his first car. The episode also focused heavily on race relations and the symbolism of choking life. When Bill Duvall was younger, he was stopped by a white cop who put his hand on his neck. This forced Bill to make a choice between running away or being arrested. As Bill said, it felt like the world had stopped spinning at that moment and he felt completely helpless. This story is an example of the lost symbolism that can be found in race relations today. Roller Dad News Podcast is a story of a mom and dad who had a great life until the dad committed suicide. As a result, they had to sell their home and my mom became a homemaker. My first car was given to me by my stepmother, who was also very supportive of our family and friends. We were able to recognize our family members for the good that they do in middle-class families, and I got an envelope in the mail from one of them with some money for me at one point, but the family member that I am most proud of is my dad, who ran his first car in a SCCA road race as a teenager with his high school buddies. After that, he became a drag racer and was part of the team that built England Dragway in Connecticut. He eventually went to college and became an announcer for SCCA road races, something he loved to do and
introduced me to when I was younger.
That's what inspired me to create Roller Dad News Podcast, a show dedicated to road racing enthusiasts like my dad. My dad was a hot rodder and drag racer, so I wanted to capture the test tune action that I grew up with. In the first couple seasons of the podcast, we focused on Friday night test and tune sessions at local tracks. We also featured stories from racers and mechanics who shared their racing experiences. One of our most popular stories was Find Our Black Son, which followed my journey to find my eldest son Billy after he'd been missing for over a couple weeks. It was an unreal time pro that brought us together again. We also talked about two-point shooting line techniques for reaching top speed and how racing saved my son's job when he was laid off from his factory job. Roller Dad News Podcast is an exciting podcast about the roller skating and roller hockey industries. It features interviews with special guests and authorities from the skating, jam skating, hockey, and roller derby industries. Jeff shares his views on the latest news, trends, equipment, and techniques in these sports.
This was Roller Dad News Podcast, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1689. My name is Isabel Graves, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.